So, do I talk here or? Okay, yeah. My name is TK. I don't really know what the letters stand for. I just thought they sounded cool together. So I've been hearing and seeing things for, oh, maybe 5 years now. Six? I don't really know. Probably should try to keep better track of that anniversary. Feels like a big one. It's not just the hallucinations, there's other stuff. But yeah, that's my life. Boring little TK turned slightly less boring by the chemicals getting all funky up there. Honestly, as much as horror movies like to make me out to be some kind of serial killer, it's pretty chill living with schizophrenia. Sometimes things get wild when you can't tell what's real, but you know, I'm coping.
I'd like a nice coffee with two shots of espresso.
Oh my God! Dude, take cover!
What are you talking about? Look, can I just get my coffee? My shift starts in like 15 minutes.
I'm not getting your goddamn coffee! Aw, hell, I'm so getting fired. Yeah, good times. What was I saying? Oh yeah, it's pretty chill. Most of my friends know about it and are cool with fact-checking me when I need it, like if I get too paranoid to leave the house or if I see a really freaky bug. Stuff like that. Honestly, the worst part is how people react when I tell them about things about my life. You've got your creepazoids.
Lol, I saw this epic movie about schizophrenia. This dude went crazy and killed a bunch of people. But it turns out it was because the voices were telling him to. Do you ever get voices telling you to kill people?
Your freakazoids!
Nope, no way. I need proof. Where's your schizophrenia certificate that says you're legally allowed to practice schizophrenia in this state? Also, give me your social security number and bank account and password while you're at it.
And the people who really want to cure you.
Have you tried soaking your eyelids in olive oil every night and then putting raw cinnamon under your tongue every time you take a shit? What about sticking lavender up your ear canal to leach out the hallucinations? Have you tried that?
But besides those people, I don't mind it much. I've kind of grown to like it as a big part of me, you know? Like the fact that my favorite color is green or that I know how to drive. I'm schizophrenic. Anyway, what was the question? Hello, and welcome to another episode of Guess That Hallucination. I'm your host, TK, and joining me today is our lovely contestant, my best friend, Joanna.
Hey.
If you've never caught an episode of GTH, listener, fear not! The game is very simple. We have three secret figments of my imagination backstage that will present themselves one by one. Joanna will have an opportunity to ask them one question each, and at the end, she must guess which of my recurring hallucinations they are and test her merits as my friend. If she guesses all three correctly, she wins 10,000 hugs from her best pal, which is already established as me. If she gets any of them wrong, she is dead to me. Anyway, let's bring out those fights! Our first hallucination is a bit of a lightweight, if you know what I mean. Joanna, what is your first question?
Can you fly?
Our next hallucination is finally glad to be on the show. Your question, Joanna.
Do you live underwater?
And finally, our third hallucination is roaring to go. Let that question fly.
How long is your hair?
Well, Joanna, are you ready to submit your guesses?
Yes. I think hallucination one was the bluebird with the human teeth that likes to fly around and tweet at you when you're tired.
One down, two to go. What is your next guess?
Hallucination two was a beautiful mermaid woman that, you know, flirts with you or during inopportune moments.
Right again. Only one more left. Can Joanna do it, listeners? Let's find out.
Yes. And hallucination three was the lion with the fiery mane that you claim looks just like an extra from the Lion King musical. Did I get it right?
You did it! You've won the prize of 10,000 hugs. Congratulations. Special thanks to my brain for providing this wonderful show and to all our listeners for putting up with my bullshit. So long and good night, folks.
This party is so lame. We should totally just leave, right, TK?
Maybe, but who knows what could be lurking outside in the dark.
You mean like a sexy vampire, like the ones that are part of the secret brood that lives in the sewers that we discovered freshman year?
Well, no.
Or maybe a sexy werewolf, like the pack that makes up the football team that we discovered sophomore year.
I mean...
Oh. Or maybe a sexy alien, like the ones that abducted me junior year, but turned out to be super chill.
No, dude. I mean the kind of thing that goes bump the night that we won't be able to bump back. We've been high school, teenage, monster slayers, trademarked for almost 4 years now. Eventually, we're gonna meet a creature we can't just hit over the head with a baseball bat.
Why did you say trademark out loud?
That is not the point.
Look. TK, I get that you're worried, but you gotta relax. We've already met basically every kind of monster out there, and they've either been really nice, or we decapitated them with swords we bought off eBay. What else could be out there?
I don't know, maybe demons? Or zombies? Or demon zombies?
What are the odds of that?
Turns out, the odds were pretty high, because right as Joanna said that, a giant demon zombie burst through the wall, is what I wish I could say. Being a teen monster hunter when you've got clinical paranoia means you can't always trust your instincts. Honestly, I really should have just googled if demon zombies were even a thing, because I'm pretty sure that was just the old banana nut noggin talking. I think I'm gonna go home.
Don't leave without taking me with you.
I want to leave. I've never wanted to stay. Why do you care?
Because I can't imagine going through high school without my fucked up best friend.
Yeah, fair point. Okay, fine, I'll stay. But I'm not leaving the edge of my seat until I'm safely in my bed.
Whatever you say.
It is day 28 here in the tumultuous wilderness of TK's brain. They have been stranded in the desert for a full 48 hours, with no sign of viable food nor water. Of course, that's not really something they can care about right now. What with the apathy coursing through their veins, the one thing trapped in their body that could be used as fuel, if only they weren't so damn tired. Unaware of the time of day or not caring, TK sleeps through sunrise and sunset, and moonrise and moonset, as if burdened by a powerful fatigue. They haven't smiled in 7 days. The desert heat paints a target on their pounding skull as TK makes no attempt to fight back their dehydration. Wilted from their lack of resources and left to rot by an uncaring public, RTK must somehow find the strength to continue when there is nothing left. There is no pleasure here. There is no light here. There is no food, no water, and no happiness here. There is just the desert, and there is just the weight, and there is just... there is just this.
This place is hot. It'd be nice if I could feel anything but the sun. Anything at all.
Just this.
Yeah, just this. Hello, and welcome to the Nightly News, bringing you the latest in world events as they pertain specifically to the epithet of the summary as a broken pipe. Don't make the actual hell of it. Here at the Nightly News, we only report the truth. For example, did you know that she can't do nothing when there's still a lip in the can? I sure didn't. Now let's move the never-ending glance of away to the weather.
Thanks, TK. Their forecast today calls for a slight chance of nonsense until 4 p.m., where the slight chance becomes a guarantee until our friend can get their head on straight. Temperature head to incredibly ridiculous and keep an eye out for traffic because the cloud cover is going to mask any shred of dignity TK has left when they are forced to give a presentation in this state. Back to you, TK.
Wow, so much belief, Joanna. What a forecast.
We interrupt your news program for a special announcement. The CDC has announced that our country has become the breeding ground for a global epidemic. Word salad runs rampant through the streets, into our homes, our mouths, and the tiny little neurons firing in our stupid little brains. Beware of those who aren't making sense, whose words come jumbled and stumbled and broken. They could be after your kids, your wife. Hell, they could be after yourself. Take caution, and above all else, make good choices. You're watching The Real Housewives of TK.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and I'm a Gemini who knows that birds are drones sent by the government. My style of housewiving is like, okay, so yesterday Brandy told me birds weren't drones, and I sucker punched her. I mean, what else is a gal to do, you know? Anyway, I think there's a drone living in the attic.
Did that Jessica say we had a bird in the attic? I swear to God, there's nothing in our attic except the friendly gremlin that steals all my good baking. I'm tired of Jessica, honestly. Miranda said she caught her trying to stuff a dead pigeon in the toilet, which is just so embarrassing. She keeps trying to get me to admit the gremlin isn't real, like some kind of weirdo freak. Joke's on her when she misses my homemade brownies because the gremlin ate them.
What happened to those brownies you promised me?
I think you know what happened.
Ugh, stop talking about the gremlin. No one cares about the gremlin.
Well, I don't care about the birds.
Quiet, both of you. The really important thing is that my body is filled with sand. Hi, my name is Miranda, and my body is filled with sand. Like, all the time. No big.
And yeah, that's basically what it's like living with schizophrenia. It's not really all bad, which sounds weird to say to some people, like out loud, especially people who don't get it, you know? But it's true. It's not all bad. Some of it's really cool, honestly. And I always have a fun fact to drop if I need it. Like, hey, what's up? My name's TK. No, it doesn't stand for anything. Also, I'm Honey Nut Cheerios. Like, in my head, it's all messed up. I wouldn't do that. Probably. Not really a great conversation starter, that one. But I do mean it. I don't think it's all bad. I think it's just part of how I live my life. And that can be horrible, and it can be beautiful, and then can be anything in between, because that's life.
Horrible, beautiful, and everything in between?
Yeah, you get it. So in this life, this is my lot. This is what I've got going on. And I gotta say, could be worse. It could definitely be worse. But that's life, eh? Beautiful, horrible, and not always as bad as it could be. Did you get all that?
TK Vision was written and produced by ACD. It featured the voices of Faishuan Nguyen as TK, Abby P as Joanna, Jeanette C as the narrator, Noel S as the Real Housewives, ACD as the customer, freakazoid, creepazoid, and bullshit medicine person. It was edited by ACD and sound designed by SJ, with special thanks to Swallowtail and Ray F.